Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Buzzwords from Whatis.com. I'm Alex Howard, Associate Site Editor at Whatis. Today's podcast focuses in on Silverlight, a new development framework introduced by Microsoft as a direct competitor to Adobe's Flash for the creation of rich internet applications that use images, video, or other multimedia content, all pulled together with Ajax, the sticky glue of XML and JavaScript that is driving much of the richness of the Web 2.0 world online. To learn more about Silverlight, I turned to Brian Eastwood, the site editor at SearchVB.com, one of our sister sites. Brian was present at the conference where Silverlight was announced and was kind enough to sit down with me to discuss what it is, how it works, who will use it, and why it's important. For more information, after the podcast, make a point of stopping by whatis.com and reviewing our definition, where you'll find more helpful links, tutorials, and, of course, information from searchvb.com for developers and designers alike. While you're there, make sure to sign up for the Buzzword and Word of the Day newsletters. Learn one new thing every day. And now, here's that Q&A with Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Very well. Brian and I are here to talk about Silverlight, which is a new platform that Microsoft announced last month. And so we're going to go ahead and do a brief definition and then talk a little bit more about what Silverlight is, why it's important, and who's going to use it. So without further ado, whatis.com defines Silverlight as a programming model for developing and distributing rich internet applications known as RIAs that use graphics, animations, or video within Microsoft's .NET framework. Silverlight was previously known by its codename Windows Presentation Foundation Everywhere. And notably, Silverlight is also a plugin for Microsoft for delivering media created with Silverlight. Brian, what else can you add to that?
Well, the big deal with Silverlight now is that the release that came out recently gives .NET developers the ability to use the same features they've come to know and love in Visual Studio to develop these new applications. They can use ASP.NET Ajax. They can use stuff like IntelliSense, which will help them, you know, figure out what's coming next in their code. They can use the language integrated query for database development. And they also have some options through the CLR, the Common Language Runtime, and the DLR, which is also brand new, the Dynamic Language Runtime. So they can develop applications in a language that's really familiar to them and then just send them right out into the world.
So this is definitely significant for the development community. There's no doubt about that. If you work in Visual Basic, if you work in .NET, if you work with anything that's involved with Windows and the internet, odds are this is important to you. Is it important to other users as well?
It is important also for application designers, because one of the file formats that Silverlight embraces is something called XAML. It's a little flavor of XML. It stands for Extensible Application Markup Language. And basically what XAML is, it's a code-behind file. It's basically like HTML is on a web page. And what it does is it lets designers can create a really cool animation for a web page, and because there's this XAML code-behind file, they can give it to the developer, and the developer doesn't have to, as is often the case in web development, make it less cool-looking so that it's easier to code. The XAML makes it easy to code, so it's already right there, and the developer can just run with it.
Now, is XAML or XAML the same thing as XML?
It's a little different. It actually, Microsoft developed XAML when it was putting out the Windows Presentation Foundation. It was working on that. And actually, the A in some quarters stood for Avalon, which was the code name for Windows Presentation Foundation. So they kind of saw this disconnect between web development and web design. And this was their effort to kind of bridge the gap there.
Okay, so that you got an audience of both developers and designers, and then, of course, all the people who will be consuming it online. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about how Silverlight works and why, beyond the kind of the back-end tagging that you've just described, it works as it does?
Well, one of the big appeals to Silverlight is that, as end users, it's both platform and browser agnostic. So right now, you can use it in IE, obviously, and on Windows machines. It also is Mac compatible, and it will work in Safari and Firefox, and they're working on support for the Opera browser as well. and a very vocal developer in the community is also working on getting it for Linux too. The aim there is to make it as accessible to people as possible. File formats that it supports for video are very open standards as well, so that it's not just Windows Media files, but MP3 files and very open video support as well. The download itself for Silverlight, to view something for the first time, to download the plugin, it's 30 seconds to a minute, I've seen some bloggers reporting. So it's a fairly quick download, and once you have it, consume all the content on Silverlight-supported pages.
What are some examples of different sites that have already used Silverlight or applying it?
There was quite a few demos at the Mix07 conference, which was in Las Vegas, which is where they made all these big announcements about Silverlight. One of the applications was called Top Banana, and basically this is a video editing application, and it was pretty cool. You can just edit video. You can edit several clips at a time and just kind of move them around all in there. The application itself, minus all the video files, takes up 50K, which for a video editing app is pretty amazing. Another example for baseball fans out there, MajorLeagueBaseball.com has started to use Silverlight. There's a feature on their site where you can watch 6 games at once. I'm surprised I haven't downloaded this yet. But, you know, you have 6 video clips all going simultaneously, and if somebody in your fantasy league comes up and you're watching one of those games, that window will kind of come to the front and the other ones will kind of come to the back. That's another pretty cool use of it. Netflix is also adopting some Silverlight technology. They've been a very early adopter with a lot of this cool Web 2.0 stuff. View clips of a movie and you can, you know, share them with people, and while you're viewing a clip, you can pull up information about related movies, other movies by that director, stuff like that, so... There are some uses of it out there already, and the sky seems to be the limit.
Yeah, very cool. No, I know that as part of the Silverlight release, Microsoft has released a free service they're calling now Silverlight Streaming, and I guess that allows developers to store, about up to 4 gigabytes worth of content for the Silverlight apps, and then stream just a tremendous amount of video at pretty close to DVD quality, at least that's how we understand it. Is that seeing some significant adoption or interest?
A little bit, yeah. It did garner a lot of interest at the Mix07 show. I think the main impetus there was that they realize if you're building an application with all this cool video, it's going to take up a lot of space. Once it kind of gets into its final release, they may offer more than 4 gigs of space. But the idea is the plugins are for Silverlight is free. The stuff that you can use to build the applications is free. I mean, the hosting service is free as well. So they're really trying to get a lot of people on board right away with it.
I also see with Microsoft doing this, they're choosing to support both cross-browser and cross-platform use. Mm-hmm. They're adopting a lot of open standards. They're making, as you say, lots of things free. Mm-hmm. I mean, the gorilla in the room has to be the discussion of Flash, which is more or less what, you know, designers and developers have been creating video content like this and other things like that on the web for some time. So is that all that opening up to try to get people bored with this right away and think that's possible?
The product has been described as a Flash killer by a lot of journalists, and you know, in some ways it is. Some people have noted that the functionality is very similar to Flash and that some of the initial samples and some of the initial applications of Silverlight aren't really all that great. I mean, some of the samples you get, it's a lot of stuff you can kind of do in Flash. What Flash benefits from is its ubiquity. I mean, it's on just about every machine there is.
90% to 98% installation, something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's everywhere. And I think Microsoft acknowledges this. Mm-hmm. But I think what they're concerned less with that and more with the fact that they have tools that .NET developers will become familiar with very easily. You know, there's a ton of developers using Visual Studio already. They're building web applications for already, and this just kind of gives them yet another tool in the proverbial belt that they can use.
Well, actually, and to that point, I know you talked about Microsoft's CLR, or Common Language Runtime, and I want to get back to that because it allows you to run the .NET environment within a web browser, which is significant. Microsoft's offered the new DLR, which is Dynamic Language Runtime, and that supports Python, Ruby, and JavaScript in .NET. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that seems like a pretty significant development for a developer, if you will.
The idea with bringing the CLR into Silverlight is that you can get a lot of the same functionality in applications that you get for desktop applications. And the idea behind the DLR is simply to expand the sort of the language base, as it were, that developers can use. And Microsoft, in the last year or so, has hired 2 really key developers who developed Iron Python and Iron Ruby, which are the versions of those languages that run in .NET. And so they're making a very concerted effort. And one of the demonstrations at Mix, they in a matter of 15 minutes and programming on a Mac, these 2 guys did some programming in JavaScript, Python, Ruby, and in Visual Basic. So that was pretty amazing. And so, you know, the idea is just to give developers those options, and that kind of broadens the appeal with this dynamic language runtime. Is it's going beyond that normal scope of the typical .NET developer and into some of the guys who do things a little differently.
Well, sure. I mean, your typical .NET developer, for one thing, probably isn't developing within a Firefox browser or on a Mac machine either, which brings back to the previous issue about CLR. That certainly struck me as one of the biggest differences in talking about development environments. Moving development from the desktop to the web browser. Mm-hmm. Now, and so what's going on with that?
Well, it's part of Microsoft's sort of greater push. And Ray Ozzie gave the keynote at the Mix07 show, and he was a good pick for that, because when he first came to Microsoft, he saw software as a service sort of as a disruption. And he actually had some good things to say about what Google was doing. The Microsoft line now is that it's software and services. You know, it's a combination of the two. And I think that's where the CLR comes in, and with the engine, the CLR engine that can run within Silverlight, is that it's going to allow applications to take on a lot of the same capabilities that the desktop applications have. They're going to be a lot more robust, and you're going to be able to do a lot more with them. They're even working to make the Silverlight security model a lot easier to understand. The first reports seem to be that model is a lot easier for developers to work with than it had been in the desktop version. So there are a lot of possibilities out there with bringing the CLR into the web browser.
What was your general sense of the reception at Mix07? I mean, there's obviously a huge amount of commentary in the blogosphere, and you know, since then, you know, people are actually starting to use it and kind of get their hands around it, sink their teeth into the code, if you will.
We expected something big to happen at Mix. I think this blew a lot of people out of the water in terms of the variety of announcements they made, the scope, and just everything that works within Silverlight. With the CLR and Silverlight, you can develop applications for the desktop, consume them in the browser, but you can also work with them on mobile devices, and even some of the demos, you can have it on a giant, your HD TV if you want. Obviously, that brings a lot of buzz. And the first Mix show last year, they demoed a lot of applications like this, but they didn't have the tools really for developers outside of Microsoft and outside of the partner circle to be able to build them. And this year, they started to give people those tools. And I think that's where the excitement was coming from. I mean, when I went to lunch after the keynote, everybody was, I can't wait to do this. I can't wait to get my designers off of Flash and into Silverlight and to the expression suite of design tools so that they can get going on this.
Any discussion in that community about Apollo, which is Adobe's cross-platform environment for content development?
I've seen a little bit. There's a bit of a flame war, actually, a blog post by a sort of evangelist for Adobe who was saying, all right, you've got a product that's pretty cool. It's a lot like ours, but we have the market share. We have the much higher adoption, and you know, Microsoft's response was, how's Apollo coming? It too is an alpha. I mean, both of these products are in the very early stages, and both Adobe and Microsoft are really looking to get a lot of feedback about what they have so far and how it works, and you know, before they release the final product.
Okay, and of course, Microsoft, as we should say, is considering it's got a rather large development community. Rather large dominance of the desktop operating system market, and of course IE is still far and away the most installed browser.
Yep.
Probably is going to be somewhat of an advantage in getting people to adopt the framework, correct?
I think so. Yeah. You know, just in terms of the fact that the developer community is huge, and we're beginning to see that Microsoft reach out to their developer community. I mean, Scott Guthrie, who heads up the team at Microsoft that built Silverlight, is turning into a development rock star for Microsoft. When he goes to shows and when he gives his talks, the room is packed, and people will stay at the show even if it's free T-shirt time because they want to hear what this guy has to say and they want to pick his brain. So he's starting to emerge as a almost a cult hero. He blogs all the time, and every one of his blog entries is not blogging about his cats. He's blogging about web application development using Microsoft technology, and he does it all the time.
I should put in the plug here, too, Brian. You've got links to interviews with Mr. Guthrie, Brian, along with certainly to his blog and a lot of other resources, too. What else you got going on SearchVB regarding Silverlight?
We have a brief podcast that I recorded with Brian Goldfarb. He works for Microsoft. He was at Mix, and he just kind of gave us a nice little overview of their strategy behind it. Just posted a Silverlight learning guide, which is linking to a lot of the stuff that I've done, and you know, some samples that are out on the internet. Microsoft has put out a lot of like tutorials and how-to tips in the last month.
And that's all about Silverlight.net.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty much all there. It's a very easy to navigate site. You know, there's a lot of samples on there. And I mean, I think what's surprising me is just the sheer amount of work that people have done using this technology, almost as much as when I saw ASP.NET Ajax come out. You know, people are just seizing the opportunity to get started on this stuff, and they're really embracing that.
Anything else you want to talk about with Silverlight, or you feel we covered it with the bell?
I think we could pretty much get everything here.
All right. Well, if you have any more questions, make sure to refer them to Brian Eastwood at searchvb.com, and as always, turn to whatis.com for the newest and best definitions in information technology.
This was Tech Buzzwords from whatis.com. I'm Alex Howard. Thanks for listening.